Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, I got really sad yesterday when an alert popped up that said, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown will not be broadcast on national television for the first time since its premiere in 1966. Now, before you go saying, you're so stupid, why do you care? Because in this world that we live in right now in 2020, when everything is flipped, turned upside down, and nothing is normal, the one thing that brings us all a little bit of relief is nostalgia. And when it comes to the holidays, we all have those holiday specials that come on TV, whether it's at Marathon on TNT of It's a Wonderful Life or whatever, Christmas Story or whatever it
is. What is that one
they air
with
over
the rifle?
And over again. What's the one where he sticks his tongue to
the
pole?
Yeah. What's it called?
The Christmas Story?
Yes.
Christmas
Story. It's on like for 3 days straight.
Or for me, especially with Halloween coming up, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown is the one I look forward to. And then all those Charlie Brown Christmas specials. You know, we've been watching every single year for our entire lives. And now it ain't happening, at least on broadcast TV.
Where do we watch it?
Apple TV.
Well, heads up, Apple TV for some people are doing like a 3-month special right now. I don't know, it just popped up on my TV. So I'll cancel it after 3 months, but it'll get me through the holidays.
You know, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm on an island here, but that Charlie Brown and all those do nothing for me. Don't they just mumble?
No, that's just the teacher.
Oh.
Everybody else actually speaks English.
Snoopy doesn't speak, though, I don't think.
No, except for Snoopy. He doesn't talk.
And the teacher.
Yeah, no,
and Woodstock.
Talk. You sure can roll deep on Charlie Brown names for not liking it.
Right. I can't name the others, though. I can't. Well, I guess I can name Charlie Brown.
If you're not a subscriber to Apple TV, don't get too upset yet. The Charlie Brown specials will be available to even non-subscribers for free during a limited time window. So you'll be able to watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, even if you don't subscribe to Apple TV from October 30th to November 1st.
Try to explain to my mom how to get Apple TV.
It's a very good
point.
It's
not going to happen.
Just listen to this and tell me it doesn't give you the feels, Alex.
It's the Great Pumpkin. He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch.
You're laughing at that?
What happened? Did I faint? What did he leave us? Did he leave us any toys?
I was robbed. I spent the whole night waiting with the Great Pumpkin when I could have been out for tricks or treats. Halloween is over and I missed it. You blockhead.
Bro.
I know. It's not funny, but it just makes me feel good.
Yeah, and cut to next year when Alex's son Jake, who loves Halloween, decides it's his jam and Alex watches it 50 times
this
year.
He won't, trust me. We'll be watching Ryan's World's Halloween special over and over and over and over again. Shout out, Cedar Park!
Hey, hey!
Oh, hey, what's up?
You came in 9th in the best small cities in America list. Now, the key factors that got you there were the affordability, economic health, education and health, quality of life, and safety. But for me, y'all, what got you there is that you're getting a Round Rock Donuts.
Nice.
This is great.
My wife and I were complaining about this last night.
Oh, boy.
She says to me, she saw the story before I did. She said, did you hear that they're opening a new Round Rock Donuts? I'm like, no, but tell me more.
Yeah.
And she's like, in Cedar Park. Now, that's no knock to Cedar Park,
no.
But it's like,
it's awesome.
There's already a location in Round Rock. Why are you going to go right next door? Come down south.
Sorry.
I can't believe they haven't done this faster. I mean, it's their second location in after 94 years,
that's
y'all.
That's insane, yeah.
It's crazy.
Everybody's got a fastest growing cities in America list, but I just read one, the 2020 fastest growing cities, and at number 6 is Frisco, Texas. It's the highest ranking Texas city. But in number 8 is Round Rock.
Oh, nice.
Partly because of the donuts.
Oh, probably. There's a long enough line around the corner for them every single morning. We are 65 days away from Christmas. 65 days away. And We're going to spend a little less this year. 4 in 10 Americans say they're going to hang on to more of their cash this holiday, which is the biggest drop since the Great Recession. But we're only going to spend 7% less on average. The average household is going to spend $1,387 on Christmas. That includes gifts, decorations, holiday food, plane tickets. And I will say, like, in our house, my husband is looking for a job, and he was like, hey, should we put up Christmas lights this year? And I'm like, hell yeah, we're going to put up Christmas lights this year. Coronavirus may take away a lot of things, but they're not going to take away my holiday cheer.
All right, anyway, Sarah, I like that
also, starting next week, you're going to be able to order your Christmas tree from Lowe's, mm-hmm. and then they're going to deliver it for free in 2 to 5 days. And
that's
it sounds like
huge.
A really good solution, but at the same time, I don't know. I don't do Instacart because I don't trust people picking out my avocados.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I trust Lowe's people picking out my Christmas tree. But if it's an option for you, like, it is a great option.
I would advocate for this service, but we have our tradition, and I know my wife will never break from tradition. The day after Thanksgiving, we always go to the Christmas tree farms all around town,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and we go as a family. Out a tree and we bring it home, and that's our thing.
Aww.
So sorry, Lowe's, you're gonna have to wait until she gets tired of doing that. But thank you anyway,
which will be never, by the way.
Never.
I hope you understand
yeah,
that.
You're right. For all these stories, just text trending to 51993. We'll send them to you. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It's streaming in the always free radio.com app.